朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
他就非常的消沉，他天天就吃墨西哥食物，然后喝啤酒，打高尔夫球，过他的生活。
He was rather depressed and he spent all his days on Mexican food, beer and golfing.
他整个人生的那个目标不见。
He has lost the purpose of his life.
过了几个月以后，有一天他的太太非常严肃地来到他的面前。
And after several months, his wife came to him seriously.
他就跟他的先生讲。
And she told him.
他说你的这一辈子只要吃墨西哥食物喝啤酒打高尔夫球过去吗
Are you just going to spend the rest of your life in Mexican food, beer and golfing?
还是你要有更高更崇高的人生的目的
Or you want to have a higher purpose of life?
他说你必须从这里面做一个拣选
You have to make a choice now.
有什么那句话一下子打到他的里面去
And he was hit by the words.
他就回去一直思想这句话
He kept on meditating on these words.
到底我人生的目的是什么
So what is exactly the purpose of my life?
弟兄姊妹那句话把他刺激起来
And then so his wife urged him
他重新回到场上去练他的脚踏车
So he went back to the field and practicing cycling again
那个时候他重新出来的时候全美国当时那些大公司都不肯 sponsor 他都不肯资助他
When he returned to his field and none of the big companies would want to sponsor him
认为一个长癌症的人前途已经没有了所以没有人愿意帮助他
Because they did not hold any hope for a person withCancer.
那勉勉强强 Motorola 公司资助他去继续参加比赛。
Yeah, but only the company Motorola supported him.
所以他98年复出。
So he came back to become an athlete in 1998.
结果99年跟公元2000年他都拿到法国环法脚踏车第一名。
And then in 1998 and 9, He was the champion in France.
弟兄姊妹，那是人类体力的一个极限的考验。
And that is an extreme test for human stamina.
这个长了癌症的人。
And this person with cancer.
这个人动过手术、接过化疗的人。
And who has gone through operation and chemotherapy.
这个人曾经认为一切都完了，在那里唯你度日的人。
And once he thought his life was all over for him.
因着他里面重新恢复了一个崇高的目的。
Because he reestablished this high purpose for his life.
他整个人生起来。
And then he rose up.
弟兄姊妹，我们的目的。
And then how about our purpose?
今天从世界来说，虽然人家看不起。
To the world, we might not be something.
但是我们如果真是信我们所信的是谁的时候。
But if we know whom we believe.
我们真把我们的荣耀的主当作我们的生活的目的。
And if this glorious God is our purpose of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生太有价值了。
And then how valuable is our life?
弟兄姊妹，你帮孩子换尿布都有价值。
Even when you are changing diaper for your children, there's value in doing this.
你在夫妻的争吵里面，你放下自己的感觉，弟兄姊妹在主面前都有价值。
When you lay down yourself in a family quarrel, it has value in God's eyes.
你为了主的缘故，把不该看的电视关起来都有价值。
If you turn off the TV for God's sake, it has some value in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹，每一件事情都有属灵的价值在里面。
Everything has its spiritual meaning.
他们两个都在这里陪着神儿女们，带着神儿女们来恢复这些事情。
And these two people, they were leading God's people in reestablishing their life.
那第三个，他们对仇敌敏锐，绝不妥协。
And then they were alert toward the enemies and would not compromise.
读过以斯拉记，我们不再回去读了。
We have read the book of Ezra.
那个时候有人要来跟他们一同来做这个建造的事情。
At that time, some people came and volunteered to join them.
所罗巴伯和约书亚起来拒绝他们。
And Zerubbabel and Joshua refused.
他说我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
They said, you have no part with us in building a temple for our God.
我想弟兄姊妹在小组聚会里面你们的组长应该都跟你们分享了列王记下17章的这一段圣经。
And then we probably have shared,In our small group, 2 Kings chapter 17.
我们不用翻在列王记下17章24节一直到33节的那一段讲到为什么所罗巴伯不让这些人来参与神的建造。
In 2 Kings chapter 17, it tells us why Zerubbabel and Joshua refused these people to join them.
因为这是亚述从他底下所俘虏的国家里面送来的外邦人住在这里。
Because these were Gentiles brought by the king of Assyria to Samaria.
跟他们混居以后，他们把他们所拜的偶像跟风俗都带到这个地方来。
After they settled in Samaria, they brought all the, their customs and their gods from their native nation.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是圣洁的神。
And our God is a holy God.
什么叫做圣洁呢？
What does it mean to be holy?
圣洁的原文的字根里面有一个意思叫做 separate, 完全分开了。
Which means to be separated.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
And our God is a holy God.
圣经上一再说人非圣洁不能够来见神。
And then the Bible tells us without holiness, no one can see God.
那弟兄姊妹，世界上的偶像跟做法，那不准带到神家里面来。
So God, in God's house, the gods of the world and the methods of the world is not allowed.
所罗巴伯为什么要起来面对仇敌？
That's why Zerubbabel had to face the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他当然知道他面起来拒绝他们的时候，他可能遭遇到的这个艰难是什么。
Of course, he knows the consequences of refusing these people to join them.
弟兄姊妹，今天有这种勇气能够为了正义站住的人越来越少。
But today there are very few of them who have this courage to stand firm.
尤其当你要为着良心、为着正义站住，他可能会叫你失掉工作、失掉性命。弟兄姊妹，我们更不肯站。
Especially if standing up means at the cost of your job or your life, then it's very hard.
我们都肯妥协。
We're willing to compromise.
但是弟兄姊妹，所罗巴伯耶稣他太知道，他拒绝这些人，他底下可能面临的攻击是什么。
But Zerubbabel and Joshua, they of course know the consequence of refusing these people.
他没办法容许他们。
But then they could not compromise.
因为圣经上讲到这些人的时候，他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神。
Because the Bible tells us these people, they not only worship the Lord, they also serve their own gods.
他们心里面真是有自己的偶像和神想要侍奉。
And they have their own gods and idols that they want to serve.
但他们心里面又怕神管教审判他们。
But then they were also afraid of this Lord.
他们对神之间只有一个惧怕审判的关系。
So they have the fear toward Lord.
没有一个真实的爱和敬拜。
They do not love or worship the Lord.
所以一面他又要拜自己的神。
On one hand, they love their own gods.
一面他又惧怕耶和华。
But then they're afraid of Jehovah.
所以他们是这样子的人，想要进到神家里面来。
And these kind of people want to come to God's house.
而他们要把他们自己拜神的方法带到神家里面。
And they want to bring their custom and the way of worshiping to God's house.
所罗巴伯不准他们。
Their Bible would not let them.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到外面仇敌用各样的方法要来破坏我们真正的重建。
So, We can see that the enemy was using all kinds of ways to stop or hinder the rebuilding.
就像你想要重建你的家庭生活。
Just like if you want to rebuild your family life.
你不去找真正能够帮助你的人。
And if you do not go to find those who can really help you.
就你跑去找你公司另外一个很漂亮的小姐，跟她天天谈你家里面的事情。
But then if you go to another female coworker at work to talk about your family problem.
她好像很关心你，给你很多建议。
She may appear to care for you and give you a lot of suggestions.
但是弟兄姊妹，你这个重建本身已经进到另外一个危机里面去了。
But don't you know that you're entering into another crisis?
对不对？
Isn't that so?
所罗巴伯、约书亚不准他们进。
So Zerubbabel and Joshua would not let them in.
有一个小小的笑话，我想你们可能听过。
There's a joke you probably have heard it already.
有一个教宗有一次跟一个这个商业代表两个人在那里低头讲话，走在前面，叫 Pope.
There's a Pope talking to a business leader.
那后面跟着一个主，跟一个红衣主教陪着他们。
And there's an
Cardinal.
Cardinal. Okay, following him.
然后就听到他们两个在那边一面讲话一面在那里 bargaining 讨价还价。
So he heard them bargaining.
而听到那个 businessman 一直跟教宗说那一百万好不好。
And then he overheard the business leader say, how about $1 million?
教宗摇摇头。
And then the Pope said no.
他说两百万两百万。
$2 million.
教宗还是说不行。
And then the Pope said no.
他说那三百万。
How about $3 million?
教宗还是毫不犹豫地摇头。
And then he just,Shaking his head.
那个后面红衣主教紧张了。
And then the person behind him was nervous.
他就把那个教宗拉到旁边，他说三百万，你怎么可以还摇头
？And he says, how can you refuse $3 million?
那教宗跟他讲说，我没办法答应啊。
And the Pope says, I just cannot agree.
他说到底他要你做什么
？So what did he ask you to do?
他说他要我每一次弥撒结束的时候不说阿门，要说 Coca-Cola。
He wants me to establish this custom after every mass, do not say Amen, but say Coca-Cola.
弟兄是没有办法答应。
Of course he cannot agree.
弟兄是没仇敌只要哪边有真正的重建不管家庭不管教会。
So whenever there's a true rebuilding, whether in the family or in church,
仇敌要用各样的方法要来破坏要来有份。
The enemy is trying all kinds,always to be involved and to destroy.
So both
Zerubbabel and Joshua, they knew about
the schemes. 他们太认识仇敌的作为。
They knew about enemy schemes.
把线画得这么准，我们跟你们无关。
So they drew a clear line. You have nothing to do with us.
这是讲到对外在的仇敌。
And this is to face their outward enemies.
一切的利诱和威胁，我们都要刚强的站住。
We have to be strong to face all kinds of temptations.
不管重建家庭、重建小组、重建教会，我们都需要对仇敌一切的伎俩，你们要警醒，要拒绝。
Whether we're rebuilding our small group, our family, or our church, we have to be familiar with the schemes of the enemy.
那么对内呢？对这个重建工程的本身呢？
What about to the rebuilding work itself?
弟兄姊妹，在撒迦利亚书第四章。
In Zechariah chapter 4.
我们继续来读啊。
Let's read together.
撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第六节到第十节。
Verses 6 to 10.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。耶和华的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的日，这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地。见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，就欢喜。这在建造的本身。
In the work of rebuilding itself.
所罗巴伯在这里手拿线砣。
There's a plumb line in the hands of the Zerubbabel.
这是古代建造房子的一种讲究做法。
And that's the way of building house in the old time.
他们也是有他们的蓝图。
They have their blueprints.
他们也有他们的规模尺寸。
And they have their measurements.
当他们在建造的时候。
When they're building.
他们要怎么样子知道建造的准不准，正不正直。
How would they know if the lines are straight?
所以他们有时候底下垂着一个东西，用一条黑线，这样一拉，打在墙上，就知道到底哪边粗了，哪边不够了。
So they will use weight and then hang so they would know if the lines are straight.
弟兄姊妹，这个线砣说到是一个标准，是一个准则。
So this plumb line is like a measuring stick.
弟兄姊妹，在外面他们对仇敌这么敏锐而这么刚强的拒绝。
Outwardly they were alert and then boldly refused the enemy.
在神家本身里面真正的建造的事情上。
But then within God's house, when they were doing the rebuilding work themselves,
他们里面太知道神要的是什么。
They knew exactly what God wanted.
他们知道神话语的准绳是什么。
They knew the standard of God's word.
所以他在这里为神家拉出了线，拉出了准则。
So they used this plumb line to have a measuring.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说耶和华的七眼啊。
And then the Bible tells us the seven eyes of the Lord.
说到神全面的在这里鉴察、寻找全地。
That means the Lord's eyes are examining and searching throughout the world.
但是当他一看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣的时候，神的心就欢喜了。
And when the Lord saw that Zerubbabel is holding the plumb line, he rejoices.
弟兄姊妹，说到这样子的人不多。
Because there are very few of them are like that.
我们何等希望神在我们中间有这么多真正清楚认识神要的是什么。
How we wish that we have people who knew exactly what God wants.
所以我们的建造不是根据自己的喜好和看法。
So that we do not rebuild according to our own opinions.
也不是根据我们的传统，我不是说传统都不好。
Or nor according to our tradition.
而是我们第一手在主的面前知道了神要的是什么。
But we get to know God's will firsthand.
而我们在这个建造的事情上，我们就不妥协。
Therefore, we will not compromise when we rebuild.
我想两三年前台湾921大地震发生的时候
2-3 years ago, when there was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
我想我们不管是哪里来的，我们看到那个局面，我们心里都很痛苦。
And it was devastating to us when we saw it on the news.
那个楼的倒法简直就像积木倒下去一样。
And the building would just fall like the dominoes or like the
Legos. 积木倒了就倒了，但是那些楼的里面都是生命，都是人啊。
But then we realized that there were lives in these buildings.
为什么这么多建造的人是这样子的不准确不认真呢？
Why is that the buildings were built so sloppy?
盖着这么豪华的大楼，说倒就倒下去了。
And these great high-rise would just fall like that.
因为他们没有按照他们该有的情形，他们来建造。
Because they did not build according to the building code.
我们今天的建造不是要求人的掌声，人的喜欢。
Today when we build, we do not build in order to gain the favor and the applause of people.
保罗告诉我们，他已经为我们立好了根基，就是耶稣基督。
Paul says he has laid the foundation, which is Christ.
我们所有的建造必须在这个根基上。
And we have to build on this foundation.
但是弟兄姊妹，就算在这个根基上面。
Even on this building on this foundation.
因为你不在这个根基上，不叫建造。
Because without building on this foundation, we cannot call it.
保罗说，除了这个根基之外，没有人能立别的根基。
Paul says, apart from this foundation, no one can lay any other foundation.
那今天每一个教会都说我是建立在基督的根基上。
Today, every church will claim that they're building on the foundation of Christ.
但是保罗在哥林多前书第三章特别提醒我们。
But then Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
可是个人要谨慎。怎样在上面建造
？And that everyone should be careful how to build on this foundation.
根基都是基督。
Because the foundation is Christ.
我相信今天我跟在座任何弟兄姊妹讲，你的建造是什么，根基是什么，你都会说是基督。
I'm sure today if I ask any of you what is the foundation of your rebuilding, you will tell me it's Christ.
但是保罗特别提醒我们，可是个人要谨慎。怎样在上面建造
？But Paul reminds us, every one of you should be careful how to build.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们实在求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以 Watchman Nee 那首诗歌，他说：“我若稍微偏离正路，我要立刻舒服。”
Therefore, our brother Watchman Nee had this hymn, and one verse says, "If I just let go a little bit, my life will be a lot easier."
弟兄姊妹，有一次我听一个很有名的一个大这个收音机电视上大有名的一个传道人，他讲。
Once I heard a very famous TV evangelist.
他说他这一生最大的 temptation， 你知道是什么
？Do you know what's the biggest temptation of his life？
好了，就是我想要从我的岗位上逃掉。
It's to escape from my job.
就是我们不能够了解，你这么有名，这么多电视、收音机都在传播你的信息。
We cannot understand what happened to you, such a famous TV evangelist.
啊，就是我们所有走在这条路上的都知道他的艰难。
Because everyone who walks on this way knows how difficult it is.
有姊妹外面流泪，里面流血。
Because we're shedding tears and then in our hearts.
仇敌用各样的方法来伤害我们。
Because the enemy will try all means to hurt us.
用我们本身的软弱和有限也来伤害我们。
And using our limitations and our shortcomings.
刚才我们已经讲到，一开始从事建造的人，神都要让我们看见，我们是污秽的罪人。
For anyone who wants to start rebuilding, God has to show us that we are all filthy sinners.
我们穿的衣服都是污秽的衣服。
And then our garments were filthy too.
我们是在火里面的柴被神抽出来的。
We were burning sticks snatched out of the fire.
但是另外一方面，神又希望我们在这条路上，既然被神救出来。
But then since we were saved by God,
我们能够向主忠心。
We will be faithful to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们知道神要的是什么。
Because we know what God wants.
我们也深深地知道一切。不照着他心意的，有一天都不能存留。
And we also know that anything that built not according to his will not last.
所以保罗说，他就是专心的讨主的喜悦。
Therefore, Paul says, I just put all my heart to please him.
好的，如果我还在讨人的喜悦，我就不是耶稣基督的仆人。
If I'm still seeking man's favor, then I'm not a servant of Christ.
所以对着仇敌，外面的仇敌，我们要刚强，要勇敢，要警醒。
Therefore, to the enemies, we need to be alert and be strong.
对着我们真正在建造的事情，我们必须向主忠心。
And for our rebuilding work, we need to be faithful.
要靠着主的话。
And by His words.
接下来在这里让我们看见，他们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
We can see that they were not building by the might nor by the power.
他们乃是靠着神的灵来做这些事。
But by the Spirit of God, they were rebuilding.
有姊妹，这都讲到我们每一个人的挑战。
And that is the challenge for every one of us.
有心愿不错。
It's good to have the desire.
但是不是最宝贝。
But that's not the best.
心愿能够被实现。
For our desire to be fulfilled.
那个才是真正的功夫。
And that is something difficult.
弟兄姊妹，多少的心愿在我们手中过去了。
Many times our desires pass by.
多少的计划在我们手中挫折了。
And then many plans were thwarted.
我年轻的时候不晓得换过多少本日记簿。
You don't know how many journal books I have switched.
每一年都说今年一定要写日记。
Every year I resolve to write journal every day.
写了一两个月，两三个月，那本就空了。
And after a month or two, and I stop.
弟兄姊妹，我们手中计划常常停下来。
We stopped so many resolutions.
但是圣经上说到所罗巴伯，他已经立了这个殿的根基，他的手必要完成这工。
But the Bible tells us that God says the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation; his hands were completed.
我刚刚一开始的时候我就讲过，当人碰到困难的时候，都是寻找方法。
I just said that whenever we face difficulties, we find solutions, we find way out.
你我碰到困难，也有很多书会教导我们怎么去得胜。
There are many books to teach us how to overcome.
那心理学家告诉我们，他说一个人他的潜能不过发挥了多少，你们知道
？But the psychology tells us that we're only using
10%。
Do you know how many percentage of our potentials?
被噪音只发挥了10%。
But Sister Ying on 10%.
她还有90%的潜能没有发挥。
She still has 90% potential undiscovered.
心理学家说，一般人发挥的潜能只有5%而已。
But the psychologist tells us that usually, our potentials were only used 5%.
所以她算 outstanding 的人。
So she's rather outstanding.
有一个人有一天晚上加班，这个比较晚了，他回家，他想走捷径。
And one day, a person went home late from work, and he wanted to find a shortcut.
他就穿过一个墓园啊 ，graveyard.
So he walked through a graveyard.
那里面没有灯。
And there was no light.
他就一不小心就掉到一个人家新挖的一个坟墓。
And then so he fell into a pit.
那里面太深了，他爬不出来。
It was too deep. He couldn't get out.
他在里面喊啊，救啊救啊，就没有人，因为太晚了。
And he cried out, but it was too late. Nobody heard him.
就算我听到，我也不敢进去救，对不对
？Even if I heard him, I would dare not go save him.
他精疲力竭以后，就只好坐在一个角落，就在那边打针休息。
After he was exhausted, he just sat down and rested.
过了两三个小时，半夜了。
And after 2 or 3 hours, it was midnight.
又有一个夜归的人。
There was another person coming home late.
又是要抄捷径，经过同样的路。
And then also looking for shortcut.
他一不小心也掉下来了。
And he also fell into the pit.
他没注意到那个人。
And he didn't notice there was another person in there.
爬不出去。
And then he tried hard to get out.
喊啊，没有人来。
And then shout and cry, no one heard him.
累得不得了，想要休息的时候。
And after he was exhausted.
突然听到后面有一个滴滴的声音传过来。
And then he heard this deep voice from behind.
你不可能出去的啦。
It's impossible for you to get out.
没有用的啦。
It's useless.
结果他出去了。
And then he got out.
他以为是鬼吓了，爬出去了。
He thought it was a ghost, then he just jumped out.
我就说人很多潜能的，你不晓得就是。
You see, we have potentials.
很多时候我们碰到困难，弟兄姊妹，我们就是哎呀，是他的问题，是他的问题，其实我们自己没有好好干。
A lot of times when we face difficulties, we blame on everyone. Actually, we did not do our job well.
啊，我的老师不好呀，我的爸爸妈妈啰嗦。
It's all my teacher's fault and it's all my parents' fault.
啊，或者我小组长不好，我们教会不好。
Or it's my group leader's fault, or it's my church's fault.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的面前，要先在主面前尽我们该尽的本分。
But then we have to realize we have to fulfill our duty first.
但是一个真正走主路的人。
For a person who truly walk on the way of the Lord,
早晚要把我们带到一个地步。
The Lord will lead us to a position.
要让我们知道，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
To a point where we realize it's not by might nor by power.
乃是靠耶和华的灵帮人成事。
But the Spirit of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在人生的路上，难处都是真的。
It is true that we have difficulties on this way of life.
我常常引用达比弟兄的一句话。
I often quote Brother Darby.
他说在信心的路上难处是真实的。
It's true, we have real difficulties on this way of faith.
但是只有因着不信它才会成为我们的障碍物。
And then they become our hindrance only if we do not believe.
一路上都会有难处的。
We will have difficulties.
有大山有小山。
There are great or small hills.
两弟兄姊妹，只有当我们不信的时候，它才会成为一个障碍，把我们挡下来。
But only when we stop believing, they become a hindrance to stop us.
当我们真知道我们所信的是谁的时候。
We truly know whom we have believed.
撒迦利亚书第4章讲，大山啊，你算得了什么？
But the Bible tells us, Oh, great mountains, what are you?
你在所罗巴伯的面前必要成为平地。
Before Zerubbabel, you will become a level ground.
这个大山可能挡住了好多的人。
Maybe this mighty mountain has stopped many people.
这个大山有一天在我的面前也可能挡住了我。
Maybe this great mountain will one day stop me.
但是当这个大山来到所罗巴伯面前的时候。
But when this great mountain comes to Zerubbabel.
圣经上却告诉我们说这个大山在所罗巴伯面前算得了什么。
The Bible tells us what it is before Zerubbabel.
What's the difference, 弟兄姊妹？到底不同在哪里？
But what's the difference?
方法吗？
Is it the method?
难处吗？
Or the difficulty?
都不是。
No.
在我们这个人。
It's up to us.
在我们这个人对神的信心上。
Up to the faith.
在我们对神的认识上。
And to the knowledge of the Lord.
对，弟兄姊妹，我不管你今天在生命里面、生活中你碰到了什么难处。
So whatever difficulty you're facing today.
求神提升我们的信心。
May the Lord lift our faith.
让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
So that we truly know whom we believe.
大山不是假的。
It is true, there are great mountains.
你的难处我绝对相信是真的。
I'm sure your trials are real.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
当我们被神提升信心的时候
when our faith is lifted,
大山就算不了什么
then the great mountain is nothing.
而最后
and lastly,
他们成为神的代表和彰显
they become God's representatives.
这个是在前面哈该书结束的时候
it's recorded in the book of Haggai.
哈该书第二章第二十三节
Haggai chapter 2 verse 23.
万军之耶和华说我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊
On that day, declared the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel.
到那日，我必以你为印，因为我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。
And I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declared the Lord Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲的王印。
And that's the signet ring of king.
啊，就跟大力乌王在那里下令的时候，那个印是一样的字。
It's the same word when the king Darius sent the oracle.
君王的命。
It's the command of the, it's the ring of the Lord.
如同君王本人，对不对？
Just like the king himself.
所以以前古代人接圣旨都得跪下来。
Just like before, when people receive the oracles from a king, they have to kneel down.
虽然是圣旨，如同遇见那位皇上。
Because when they hear the oracle, it's as if they were facing the king himself.
以前有一天我回家，这个儿子突然跑到我面前说：“哎呦，皇上吓到。”
One day when I went back home, my son was saying, "Oh, here comes the king."
那是他在五六岁跟婆婆看那个《包公传》。
He learned from the Chinese soap opera.
他学国语，就学的皇上驾到，他念成皇上吓到。
But then he didn't learn the language very well.
有怎么皇上才不会被吓到？
He thought the king was being frightened. The king would never be frightened.
而是我们应该被皇上吓到的。
But we should be frightened.By the king.
神说要以所罗巴伯为他的印。
The Lord says he will make Zerubbabel a signet ring.
说到这是他权柄的代表。
He will represent the power of God.
今天教会在地上。
Today church on earth.
神把这个印交给了教会。
Has been given this ring.
你们在地上捆绑的，我在天上捆绑。
So that whoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
你们在地上释放的，我在天上就释放他。
Whoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，他的权柄我也执掌。
Because we're exercising His authority.
这印里面讲到我们成了神的权柄。
So the signet ring on one hand says we become the representative of His power.
来对付一切拦阻的仇敌。
To face all enemies.
为了要完成神的旨意。
So that God's will can be fulfilled.
而印第二方面说到它是印章本身的发表。
And this signet ring is also a manifestation.
我在这边如果摆十个印章。
If I have 10 signet rings here.
我突然拿起来一个盖一下，你们根本不知道那是什么。
And then if I just pick one of them and stamp it, you will know, you will not know what that is.
我拿起来给你们一看。
But if I show you,
它上面写余修华印。
That's says my name Christine.
你就晓得这个印是他的。
And then you will know that it represents me.
我再盖另外一个章。
And then if I stamp another signet ring,
你也不知道那是什么。
And then you will not know what that is.
但是你从他出来的那个印，哦，侯有德印。
But then, from the step, then you will see, oh, this is for date.
印是印章的发表。
So, this signet ring, the stamp, is the manifestation.
当那些法利赛人想要来陷害耶稣的时候
，When the Pharisees want to accuse Jesus,
他说上税给该撒可不可以
？So he asked, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?
主耶稣知道他们心里的诡诈。
But Jesus knew about their wicked scheme.
耶稣说拿一个钱给我。
So Jesus says, give me a coin.
他说上面的印和印号是谁的。
So he says, whose inscription is that?
他们说是该杀的。
He says, it's Caesar's.
耶稣说该杀的物归给该杀。
Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
神的物归给神。
Give to God what belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，这句话后面那句话是什么意思？我们知道吗？
What does it mean?
因为我们是按着神的形象照着他的样式照的。
Because we were made in God's image.
我们就是神的 image.
We were God's image.
该杀的归给该杀。
Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
神的归给神。
Give to God what belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要起来把我们自己归给神。
So we have to give ourselves to God.
一面说到我们是神在地上权柄的代表。
Because we represent God's authority on earth.
教会刚强起来，为着神的旨意祷告。
Rise up, church, to pray for God's will.
为着神儿女们求祝福。
Pray for the blessing of God's people.
但是另外一方面
on the other hand,
我们成为神在地上的彰显
we become God's manifestation on earth
弟兄姊妹这是所罗巴伯和约书亚
and this is Zerubbabel and Joshua
神抽出来给我们看看这两根柴是怎样的柴
and God sample for us to see what kind of sticks snatch out of fire
他们原本跟我们一模一样穿着污秽的衣服
they were just like you and me wearing filthy garments
他们原本跟我们一模一样在火里面被审判被仇敌伤害
They were just like you and me being burned in the fire and being judged
耶和华把我们从火里面抽出来
But the Lord snatched us out of the fire
给我们换上华美的衣服
He had changed for us this rich garment
给我们戴上洁净的冠冕
And put on us this clean turban
让我们居然可以侍立在耶和华的面前
So that we can stand before God
成为至高神的仆人
And we become servant of the most high God
我们成为他在地上的代表
And we become his representative on earth
我们成为他在地上荣美的彰显
and we become the manifestation of his glory
凭着我们都做不到
by our own selves we can never achieve that
乃是靠着耶和华的灵
but by the spirit of the Lord
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了如果你相信了主耶稣生命得到造就那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。